Hello, everyone. This past week, the Extension Office hosted a Developing a Household and Food Budget workshop. We wanted to provide information because we understand with rising prices, it can be difficult to manage your money right now. Developing a household food budget can be time-consuming, but it's an important exercise for everyone, no matter how much or how little money you earn. First, developing a household budget will help you keep track of income and expenses. Income is the money and resources that are coming into your house. It could be from a job, child support, pension, Social Security, unemployment benefits, whatever else. Expenses are the items and services that you spend your money on. It could be things that you plan every month for, such as rent or mortgage, food, utilities, but then there's always unplanned expenses, such as an auto mechanic bill if your car breaks down. You can't predict all of your expenses each month, but having a plan for each month can help you cushion for some of those unexpected expenses. Developing a budget will also help you live within your means and set saving goals. If you aren't keeping track of money that you're spending, it's easy to spend more than you realize. Have you been surprised lately how much you've been spending at the grocery store? It might be because of the rising prices, but it could be because you keep picking up these extra items. If you're like me, you've been to the grocery store before where you only had maybe three or four things that you needed to get, and then you come away with 20. So budgeting is all about choices. And one choice to think about is your needs versus your wants. And this is something that I even try to get across to my children as well, because just because all the prices are going up doesn't mean they've stopped wanting all of these things. But they need to understand as well the importance of determining your needs versus your wants. A need is something that we must have, such as shelter and food. A want is something that's not a necessity, but we'd like to have it. Most people cannot afford to purchase all of their wants and still afford to pay for all of their needs. So when managing your resources, first you need to determine how much money is needed to cover your essential expenses and see what's left over for other things that you want. It's about balancing priorities. So it could be that you just need to sit down and make a list of your needs versus your wants. And it may differ from one person to another. When you're developing your personal household budget, you're going to make these lists and kind of estimate a cost of them. And then set priorities. It could be that you're just going to save $10 or $25 or even $50 each month in order to save up for something that you really want later on. Creating your household budget is going to take time, and it's not something you can accomplish today. The first step to creating your budget is to identify all of your sources of your income. Then you're going to list all of your expenses, making sure you're considering your recurring monthly expenses and then also those periodic expenses that every once in a while you want to go shopping for something. And then once you've made your list, you can compare the two and make a budget. We have worksheets available at the Extension Office to help you make a budget, as well as to help you with determining a food budget. But when you're looking at your overall budget, it has spots where you can actually fill in your expenses that are very consistent and don't change from month to month. When you're going down this worksheet, they've got specific categories, such as food. That could be your groceries and your household supplies, but also there's a separate subcategory where you're listing your meals that you eat out. So it could be that a chunk of your food budget is because you're eating out all the time. That's one easy way to cut down on your expenses. It could be that there's other personal, family, health, or transportation bills that you could possibly deal with. To get an accurate picture of your spending habits, we recommend that you track your expenses for at least a month. One simple method for tracking expenses is just to simply use a notebook. You can just write down everything that you purchase that you make, whether it's with cash, check, debit card, credit card, whatever. You can break those out into the different budget categories so that you see how much of it is food. Just because you're going to Food Lion doesn't mean you're buying food. They have other stuff there. Same with Walmart or some of the other stores. If you're interested in using some form of technology, there are several smartphone apps such as Mint, or even just using your banking app. all of these ways you can track your expenses, and then you can set a budget of how you want to spend less over the next month. Challenge yourself to save more, continuing to track your expenses to see if you're able to stay within budget the next month. These are just some tips to help you develop a household and food budget from your North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.